Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. And thank you for the feedback on the Polyrhythm series. I think that went pretty well. Seemed to be pretty useful to people. Boy, there's a lot of different directions we're going right now with this Patreon, listening sessions, technical things. And the monk stuff is still there. Don't forget about that. That's the first 70 videos I made were all monk tunes. We've got the picking series. We've got more theoretical things. And today I'd like to do another guided practice. So the guided practice things I did before were fairly technical, like going through a bunch of pentatonic scales, going through a bunch of scales. Today I'd like to do an improvisational guided practice. I have no idea where this is going to go, but I will be using a tool here, a little pedal. And what this pedal will do will be, it will remember three notes. So, and then when I play another note, it'll forget the first note I played and replace it with that note. So for example, let's say I play C major, and I'm going to play it in first inversion, like E, C, G. Okay? Now if I play an E flat, it's going to forget the E, which was the first note I played, and replace it with the E flat. So now I just went from C major to C minor, right? If I play another note, it'll forget the C and replace it with whatever I play. Let's say I play a D flat. Now it sounds like an E flat 7, right? Now if I play a G flat, now it sounds like E flat minor 7 because it forgot the G and it put a G flat. Okay? So, let's try this. Let's see what happens. I'm going to play a sound, three notes, and then improvise on top of that a little bit. And then I'll just talk about what I'm thinking about, and you can join in with me and try to get into that sound as well. Let's start with C major. I'll try a different inversion. I'm going to play C major, G, E, C. G. Play a C Lydian, meaning like a G major scale, one sharp. Thank you. notes that are sounding are G sharp, E, and C. So this is an augmented triad. Let's play a whole tone scale. Now, there's only two whole tone scales. This is the whole tone scale that contains the notes that are being sounded. This contains the C, the E, and the G sharp.
Position I'm playing G A flat
C, D, E, F. Very nicely fits in the hand. And if you want to grab the A flat or the G, I mean the B flat or the G, they're right there also. Consider this shape. This is a G minor on top, and a G major on the bottom. And then you could transpose that by minor thirds. Now you have an E minor and an E major. So what this means is one scale contains G minor, G major, E major, C sharp minor, C sharp major, B flat minor, B flat major. Stay on that diminished, but I feel like playing stuff I might play in a blues and G. How about an F sharp? Then we got F major 7th. Just playing G major scale. Spread out. Two major sevenths, but it's also like minor seconds. I'm just gonna play some chromatic stuff. is A flat, G, and E. This is an interesting sound. Some people call this like a major 7th sharp 5. I mean, the third is not in there, but the sound is kind of implied. Sometimes for this sound, I would like to play something like a harmonic minor scale, like F harmonic minor. Because in a harmonic minor scale, the 3 chord is a major 7 with a sharp 5, has an augmented triad in it. Because of that E natural, right? Straight to E major. How about F sharp? G sharp, C sharp. Wait a second. Now we're hearing F sharp, C sharp, G sharp. So F sharp, G sharp, C sharp. Now what would you play here? Sharps, right? So this could be in a lot of keys. Could be in the key of F sharp major. Could be in the key of B major. Five different keys. That's interesting. Let's move through all of them. C sharp. F sharp. B. E. A. Thank you. let's end it there. I really like this type of practice. I think it opens up the mind a little bit to just being creative right away rather than starting off with a bunch of calisthenics. You can start off with just a creative idea. Sometimes that might lead to a whole direction for your day. All right, thanks for joining me, and please send your comments and questions to the comment section, and I'm going to do another mailbag episode soon where I answer a bunch of questions from people, so let's have this be a collaborative effort. I always think music is a collaborative effort. I like working with people and not just on my own thing. I think it's all a rising tide that's lifting all of our ships in this guitaristic journey. All right, we'll see you next time, and have a great day. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.